Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 19th of September 2011. All of the technology news from the weekend, and there isn't much. The big news story, Sony have released the SMP N200. It's set to take on the Roku and Apple TV. Now you're sitting there thinking, hang on, well this is Sony, how can it take them on? Because it's never going to compete on price. You're wrong. It's going to come out at $99. It'll be here next month. Not bad at all. And you'll be able to get all your usual stuff on it, live streaming content, it'll go for your databases and all that kind of thing. And it looks stunning as well. It's a little black box with curvy edges. I've got to say, at $99, I'd buy one and have a try. In real Apple news, they're opening a brand new store this weekend. Well, they've been opening five a week for the last sort of 5 weeks, so they're going pretty rapidly. But the Hong Kong store is definitely coming, and it's definitely coming Saturday. 15,000 square feet in the IFC Mall. If you live in Hong Kong, you've got to get over and have a look at this thing because it is absolutely enormous. It's a superb large retail space, and on Saturday the 24th of September at 9 a.m, it'll be open for you to go and buy stuff. Apple is also resetting its iCloud backups as of Thursday. If you're a developer and you've got stuff backed up to the cloud on iOS 5, then you need to make sure you've got a backup elsewhere because everything will be scrubbed. The rumour is, of course, that that's going to mean that the Golden Master's due out on Friday, and then, of course, iOS 5 will be out probably within a week. Also, Apple is working on the merging of multiple IDs. Now, obviously, we had .Mac to start with, and then we had .me, and now we've got the cloud. So all of your new Apple IDs have got to go somewhere, and they don't want the big mishmash of people saying, well, I bought it here, and I bought it there, and I bought it everywhere. So what they've done is they're going to let you push them all together. There's going to be a 90-day limit on how soon you can swap computers over between IDs if you don't merge. So it's well worth doing. They'll start with developers, of course, and then push it out to the rest. And one useful feature that's already out there in the App Store is if you've got a piece of software on your computer that you bought from the developer direct, when you try and get an update or you click to buy it on the Apple Store, it warns you that you did buy it elsewhere. And if you do click buy, you're going to have to pay with it again. That's a bit overdue. Samsung is countersuing Apple in Australia. Oh yes, the war between the great two tigers carries on. iPhone and iPad 2 apparently violate all its patents, so it's having a go back. And Apple and Samsung rolling around with each other on the floor while the rest of us sit and watch and giggle is continuing. The only people suffering is yourself and the consumers, guys. Come on, stop. AT&T have made a bit of a cock-up, it would seem. If you look on Blurry Cam, then you will see that an iPhone 4S white has appeared. The only thing that makes me think this is suspicious is the fact it hasn't got a value next to it, so it's not 32 gig or 16 gig or something like that. It's just a number that's placed there. But I think it's speculative rather than real. We'll have to wait and see. What most people think is speculative rather than real is their 4G LTE network, because they threw the switch this weekend, and AT&T had LTE. Whoa. Except 98.9% of America couldn't get it. It's only been open in 15 metropolitan areas, so if you're not in those areas, you've got absolutely fat chance. Bad luck. Targus is releasing a Wi-Fi pan-equipped laser mouse this month. It doesn't do Bluetooth, no. What it does is tie in via your Wi-Fi system, but it means also that instead of just being tied to one device, you can tie yourself to multiple devices. It looks absolutely fantastic. It's a nice little device, but what's going to be really interesting is how it interfaces those devices and how it knows where it's pointing. But it could be absolutely fantastic. And one of the big pieces of news out of the Tokyo Game Show is that Microsoft will launch a TV service for Xbox 360, and it'll be here before Christmas. Steve Ballmer announced during a financial analyst call that there would be an integrated service with, in quotes, dozens or hundreds of additional video content suppliers. Who they're talking to and what's actually coming, it doesn't actually say, but it's something that they're really excited about, and it could be if it's very, very good. And finally, do you remember Joel Tenenbaum? He's the guy that was just like Jammy Thomas. He got an award against him by the RIAA of $675,000. So Joel was still at college when he stole all the songs, and he's going to be paying them off for quite a while to come, it would seem. Well, that got reduced on appeal to $67,500 because it messed with his constitutional rights, allegedly. But unfortunately, that decision has been overturned by a higher court, and it's gone back up. So poor old Joel still owes $2/3 of $1 million. I don't think you're ever going to see that many guys. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can vote for us in the European Podcast Awards at the bageltechnews.com site. Please click on Please Vote, and thank you ever so much. And you can also review us in iTunes. Please, please, please download us and review us in iTunes, because it makes an enormous difference to our rankings, and I'm so grateful to everyone that has. We're going to start reading a few out, I think, on the shows, because it's really, really kind of you. Until we're back on Wednesday, have a good couple of days. Thanks very much for listening.